So, what we got to get
what?
Are the Bobby Awards being handed and sorted out even now?
Oh, yeah, we're doing shit.
That's quite good.
We could start naming them off, and they could take turns distributing.
Well, who will distribute them? Do we have volunteers to distribute?
I see a nurse. There's a nurse here.
We have a
yeah,
nurse.
Yeah, I think since she's the one
who has
but on the other hand, it would probably be helpful if the awardees could, if they're
they
present,
will have to
come up and be met halfway
right.
At least.
Right. And I'll probably add more names to the list that Pisces has created.
Please.
After X Day, because I know a whole set of other Septimuses that will never, ever be seen online or here, but they do just as much.
And these crypto subs are to be rewarded in some fashion.
Well, think of Fernand and Andy Lee Murr.
All right.
And the imager, the art factories of all finally flat. Follow us, gentlemen. Philo is here, but the last time I saw him, he was heading towards that new Amish prostitution brothel. On the
wow. Other
side.
Make a Mennonite of it.
Pretty good, Susan.
I could use a rim shot.
Is it the low tone or the high tone that you tend not to hear?
Oh, the haughty tone, the demanding tone, the tones that I'm deaf to. The whiny,
I didn't get this.
Hey, Stan.
Yes, very hard to pick up on.
Hey, Stan,
we have something
like
that.
I got one just last night.
Yeah, there's something honoring that.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I know.
I could start with that if you'd like.
But we might as well. We're going to have fewer and fewer people as the day wears on.
Quickly, before they all escape.
Don't shut them anyway.
Well, then, let the Bobby Awards ceremony begin. I know for many of you, this is the most exciting and fulfilling part of X Day.
There is some fulfillment involved. We asked for suggestions in the jar, as we said. Some people gave us people, some people gave us places, and some people gave us things, but we weren't playing that game. So what I have done is taken all the data and started scrambling it together, and we're going to do the best we can.
Yay!
Oh, that looks grand.
Priestess Pisces.
Praise Pisces.
And please don't call it Princess Pisces anymore. There's only room for two princesses here. There's Princess X back there and Princess Leo.
And speaking of, the award for greatest buzzkill ever goes to Princess Buzzkill.
The newly named Princess Buzzkill. Because her daddy is so paranoid and yet so knowledgeable of X Day and the ways of his kids that he got really worried when she disappeared for 4 years.
You get to pick your own award.
Hell, when my kids were 16, they disappeared for 4 years and I didn't worry about it.
They didn't come back till they were 20.
Now I'm a grandpa.
All right. Let's see. I'm looking for people who are here to start with. I see. Yes, I do.
Don't cross them off too much because I have to be able to read them.
Oh, I'll make sure. They'll still be reading.
Okay.
But I have to keep my place too.
Like that shiny ink. By the way, Bobby Awards, folks who get these, your name is written in really shiny, sparkly ink. I just want you to know that.
Because you're like little individual stars in the sky with your own unique sparkle and shine.
That hurts saying that, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope it hurts.
Bobby Awards.
Yes, we could do a
negative Bobby Awards. That's new.
There's
we've
a
never
lot.
Wanted to give him the attention before.
Yeah, but it is fun. This one was not one of my thoughts, actually. But the overall slimiest non-subgenius goes to Schizobeck, who is not here to, who is thankfully, not here to accept her reward.
Will her award be mailed to her, or will she receive the virtual?
If we mail it to her, then we'll be stalking her, and that won't work, so we'll skip that.
She can receive a virtual.
But she's the only subgenius you ever put down. She is, technically, she sent her $30 here.
That's
and I've often speculated that although she seems like the pinkest, most selfish, racist, ignorant bitch in the world, sometimes I wonder if she hasn't pushed through the pink barrier somehow.
She could be pre-warned via email, which she is soon to receive in the mail.
Oh, she'll know by tonight.
That's true. Everybody will know by tonight. Magic Mist has been decided to be the goddess Mellower of the Harsh.
The Mellower of the Harsh. That's a new award. And wasn't there something about Killer Bod in there, too?
In your personal notes, I saw
that. Yeah, but we don't translate everything out of the notes at all.
It's part of your dossier.
Should get most in need of bird dog.
Then we have the trading in the filly for a nag, nag, nag goes to Lord Psycho Hexing.
Yeah, where was your filly? Everybody likes her.
Two women to choose from.
Choose
two women to choose from, says Susie so and Pantera. Uh-huh. That would actually be a toughie. What do you go for? Use your experience.
Just like having a driver's license picture snap.
The inspirer of teabagging fear. Need I say his name? Doc Frop.
Doc Frop, here's the reason why at least six of you have offered me what were probably perfectly good cookies. Some were even sealed in cellophane still. And they seemed so insulted when I said, no, I don't eat cookies the next day because I was traumatized.
And the reason this award came about is as I was wandering around recently in the middle of the night, I heard the bobbies in the woods whispering in fear about the great teabagging monster.
Well, you hear that slap, slap, slap back in the woods.
And occasionally those screams of horror, terror, and possibly pain come from that side of the campground.
So that's a lot of cooking, you know. It's like a.
Got my moon pants on today.
Dog frock. But sure, no, there was a frock.
Action.
Moving along on that.
Why do they call a moon pants dog frock?
Okay.
You don't want to know. Just
a
moon
dance.
I should get best inside jokes.
Would that be?
Oh, they're determining. I can go through the rest of that side for growth. But we'll jump around because I like to do that. A double award goes to Xanatos for both earliest X-Day fatality and best mud puddle pass out. Definitely give Xanatos a round of applause for this award.
He was the first, but not the last.
Yeah. Not by any means.
You'll be glad to know I didn't get any pictures of you.
We should keep moving. Professional inebriator goes to Crazy Reverend Jim Jones.
Wow.
I never knew he was inebriated the whole time.
Oh, he wasn't inebriated. He was an inebriator.
Oh, I saw.
What do you call an enabler out in California?
Yeah. He was a cane enabler.
Yes.
The cane enabler.
Orpheus Stain, is he around?
Reverend Orpheus Stain.
He's already had a child with Leonard.
He has left the
building. Well, that's a shame because he was most likely to inherit the Janorian hypermind.
That's something.
Well, his reward will be kept in reservation for him.
Do we have This is a three-way tie award.
Three-way?
Well, and I think that might be part of it.
Tie?
I don't have the rope, I'm sorry.
Everybody's got their own thing.
Okay, Dildo Valerie, Bunny Day, Fist Me Nutmeg. They left.
No.
Well, whoever's left, come up, because you have won the award for the best variant of For a Good Time Call.
In his right brain, there is nothing left, and in his left brain, nothing is right.
Wow,
so
many choices. Okay.
They should also get an award for best promises made over or kill me ratings.
You should know that the girls with no business.
Next, moving along, most realistic bot in attendance is D. Lister. Okay, that one, since we've got some traffic moving there. The audiophilic mixologist, Reverend Suds.
Praise Reverend Suds. Friends, because of Reverend Suds, you have no idea what a load was off of my mind. Because aside from being a janitor here, I'm also the only recording engineer. Well, me and Pop are not. And this time he wasn't there, although he left me his machine.
I see his son.
So when you hear all the stuff that you didn't hear before on our Slack, thank Reverend Suds.
Is he then here?
Well,
I was
skipping
them.
Well, what's he
even gonna get? Best Venus friendly poultry. Venus is very important, as some of you know, so to have a Venus-friendly poultry
that
is tasty.
Well, you can hardly be a subgenus
hierarchy
unless
bad.
You have a diabetes.
I don't see...
That's become like a cool new thing.
I don't see Fat Mandia, but that was best
diabolical diabetes. Diabolical diabetes.
Illicit photographer of the year.
Diahero.
That would go to Sifu for his naughty photographing.
That's the special fuck you award.
And while we might as well also bring up the grim fairy teller herself, Reverend Backenham.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be some
story. You found one?
You have one? Tell them what to do, Ramona.
None of these people are here, but they had sent an ambassador. So the sending of the worst possible ambassador award goes to Tap House for their sending of Bucky.
Hey, he can't help it if he's from Canada.
Okay, I believe Maynard Brainerd's already gone, so he's supposed to get the short and sweet award.
Held in reservation.
Yes. The nothing at all connected to anything like that at all award goes to the Volkerdings. I don't know what it means either. In fact, I think that one popped in my head.
His t-shirt, I see, says Chemicals for Research.
Chemicals for what they're calling it.
Chemicals for Research and Industry. That is a California firm which was driven out of business by the conspiracy. But it used to help all of us back in the day. And those t-shirts are the classy remnants of their former enterprise.
Best knowledge of Lovecraftian folklore goes to Dr. Holocaust, also known as Morose.
I know which one.
We'll have to have a seminar on that.
On the Lovecraftian folklore? We're actually probably going to pause it.
I like that so much.
Keep going, man.
Reverend Eggplant.
It's like Dr.
No, we only have the boy.
Dr. Strange.
The boy will have to accept.
Reverend Eggplant will be accepting for.
And the best part is what Reverend Eggplant won, which was Gentleman and Dignitary of the Year.
That's the most sarcastic award I've ever heard of yet. You should. And Pisces gets most sarcastic.
The pants falling down. He gets the guy with the pants falling down for the dignified.
Oh, good, good.
You
joined
the union.
Oh, right. Let's see. The oldest mating couple is the piss off. They were not here, yes. So. But we'll recognize them as being an absolutely amazing couple.
If it weren't for them, I'd be the oldest couple.
The Handy to Meet You Award goes to Tom Sane. Yes, okay, as he shows you. Willing to pound nails into their staff and not have it wilt. I'm going to repeat that because I think it's worth repeating. Pounding nails into their staff and not have it wilt. Pontiara.
Pounding nails,
pounding nails into your staff.
Remind me not to ever sexually harass her.
Oh, okay. Now that Fat Mandia showed up, we should remind you that she won the Best Little Red Dress Award. Wow. And she also come up and get her award.
We can award that award on the spot.
Wow.
Whichever one suits your fancy the most.
Oh, they're
and
not so...
After you
and they're all gorgeous.
You go and get photographed by Princess Wee for our CIA
Rogues Gallery.
Collection. Gallery. For a Rogues Gallery.
Gallery. I know I've missed some people
that
I'm trying to find people
that
have missed.
People of the
news. These are the awards, you know. These
are the embassy. You missed some music.
That's my
is this why I'm allowed to have this award?
Thank you.
I can't write and talk at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, their names are like that.
Yeah. Most annoying distribution of aliens goes to Fat Free.
Thanks to Fat Free. Now their beautiful music and styles with their horrible little aliens that are everywhere.
Oh, life.
And cause the pagans' sacred bonfire to smell like burning plastic all the way from the dinosaurs.
That'll teach them.
It never has before, but still, the Barneys still let us do this.
They're so gullible.
There's one that says, please follow this agent.
One time, Reverend Aaron pulled into the roundhouse on his motorcycle.
I like this one.
Delivered cheeses and saved somebody at the last minute from execution.
You guys are like super
good. I'll make two.
Drove a motor vehicle into our sacred roundhouse.
That's Teresa Tana, the faster pussy cat.
Kill.
That was the beginning
she's
of our delivery.
She's beating up Paul Coslow. He was a vegetarian. And when they did their love scenes, he's like, oh,
too much woman. Is
it pronounced beignet?
What was that again?
Is it pronounced beignet or vignette?
Bidet.
Fat Free, ladies and gentlemen.
Fat Free getting their picture taken. There is one person here who can tell me exactly how it's pronounced. Is it Beignet?
Benoit.
Benoit?
No, it's
Beignet.
Bidet.
Bidet. Bidet. So the key of all this is how old's the box?
Oh, that's awesome.
So who knows who we're pointing at?
I know. If you're talking about big nets.
Big nets, yes.
Right. Yeah, that's how it's pronounced. Big nets. Poisonous big nets, I think is what we're talking about.
So who would be the expert in poisonous big nets?
Pop their nostrils.
Of course!
Famous for trying to poison every subgenus woman he goes to visit when he meets on the internet.
And it is expert in big...
First he kills their wiener dogs, then...
Well, this is Chris Mays, I'm all that separate. Yes, she has a shrinky dick. She has a big ass, too. That's a face fucking bat with sperm. The skeleton chorus approves.
The award for this is the second time, and it's not the first time, but best hangers on the internet, sister decadence, has actually been more than I'm not the only one. No, she's wearing a special Bob shirt that displays a portrait of Bob as if he were the big boss of this area.
I did not know that was a strangely proportioned shirt.
Wow, Jesus, look at all of
this.
I know, right?
If it wasn't before, it is now.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like a tight dog's head shirt on Sis Deckman. Her award is not really just for biggest hands, it's for the most smiles induced on all who meet her. Because, like, the hat glows with the power of good, except when she's in a bad mood. She radiates
and this is actually a suggestion that I totally approve of for putting the char in future.
That's a great one. Putting the char in future goes to Miss Star Sis Star. Usually he gets best dad.
Held in reservations.
No, it never did. We never did.
You mail this to him.
Yeah.
Yep. He gets that.
That was one of his pictures on Facebook.
Oh no, it's not the that.
No, we've still got that.
She still has the that. You can get
you
the that.
You too
stand.
Can get the that.
The that.
The no, that. She has that. She emailed me a picture of that, and there's still shit marks in front of the computer when I saw it. I'm like, oh my fuck! That! Holy shit!
Once again, the Grand Inquisitor and the Mastery of Swaggerton goes to the Great Swaggerts. Professor Nikki Death Chick Wild, and this time also her consort Bob Wild, the only Bob you can trust. They've already packed up the swag, by the way, so you're going to have to bribe me big time to get me to open those boxes.
Farewell, Wag Shack.
You can get that.
Now, I don't know how they're going to show up, but the damaging, yes, really damaging award goes to the amino acids.
The DNA damages amino acids. The morals and ethics damaging.
Boo.
Oh,
where are they?
Who knows? They left last night. They're gone.
Their work is done.
Biggest prima donnas at Vets Day are the amino acids. They will not even hang around long enough to sign an autograph.
Which one?
And they work this poor guy to death. And look what they've done to Scott. Oh, my God.
Follow this agent. He's going to examine your records.
The first time I met him, I thought it was an methamphetamine. Turns out it was the amino acids.
If I do say so myself.
And yet... we have them in our bodies, amino acids from out Space.
But that's still essential.
If they want to buy more amino stuff, which they need, it will be open.
The swag shack is still open for the amino acids.
Right. So if you got to get something, get it now, because otherwise you're not.
I don't see Chris Lee. I don't see Chris Lee.
Where the fuck is Chris Lee?
Where the fuck is Chris Lee Award goes to Reverend Chris Lee.
That works.
Who has always lightened up our events with his caretaking and his great big gun.
And he gets a special crusty spinner.
Okay. Wow, a crusty spinner with a dog's on the back. That will go well with his system.
And read the copy.
Copy on the back. And then he grins wickedly. Well, you know, he says, I never drank, I never smoked, but I fucked a lot. It's like what a friend from England said about being an actor. Bob, it's the greatest leg opener in the world, isn't it? Now, for the best designed electrostimulant wristband award, this is we've never had a proper award, goes to Flight Seat Taj. I know what its name is. I figured it out myself. Yeah, that's right.
He's going for that.
He got that.
He got that.
He got that. He has that. He has that. He's got this here.
Not that!
Oh my God!
Stupid as my stupid lives, and that is on him now.
Incidentally, I had no less than 3 people insist that the fat of Dobbs come that Hercules was passing out caused people to pass out or vomit or something. Oh, and this year, by the way. Over 5 vomit spots were counted along the roads and the restrooms. Congratulations, all at the
You're welcome!
We never had that many vomit spots.
That's either a success or a failure. I'm not sure which.
You're welcome.
I had a non-puking X day and I was surprised.
The Oh My God, You're Incredibly Too Nice Award goes to
Motomac.
This award will change him.
Motomac, I have an extra special award to make in the mainstream. Seriously.
It just takes a second, and it'll just take a second, but
actually, Reverend Stang, may I make a very brief announcement about the potluck, just to understand how things are going. This will be very quick.
Folks, for those of you who will be here this evening, we are organizing our traditional subgenius potluck. The way it works is, if you have extra food to donate, please bring it up to the studio across from Brushwood Registration and leave it there. About 4:00, we will be asking for volunteers to come and help cook. More hands, the merrier. So that way, everybody can eat by 5:00, and that way there should be time for everybody. Also, this is free. If you have no food to donate, so what? Come anyways and get food.
But pay me $5.
Pay her $5. Thank you.
All right. Now who? Did you guys catch all of that? I can't hear when I write either. So
Wait a minute. I need some clarification. Are we supposed to bring all of our pot and get lucky and stay?
No, you bring. That's a different spot. See me in a little bit.
Then there may be some light fisting.
There may be some light fisting.
Light fisting.
With scattered thunder showers.
Most continuous hat. Oh, award goes to Dr. Dark and his 7 a.m. Shepherd.
Notice he's not being awarded anything for taste in music or sense of humor. He goes to the puncheon for
what's
that.
What's the appropriate one here?
Well, he showed some great movies this next day.
Yeah, I actually missed one I most wanted to see.
Yes.
Thanks to Doc.
He's like he's just read some.
The best.
The goo.
I keep moving.
I like that.
The best spacesuit award goes to Tommy Amoeba. And again, this is for the best spacesuit. And if anyone saw it, it is a fabulous spacesuit. So he will get to choose his pick his award for his fabulous attire. He has really great hair sometimes too. It's very colorful and bright. Makes you happy. Awesome. Reset button. Found it. Okay. Also, the Reporter of Reporting Reports for Reporting Award goes to... Can I repeat that? Do I need to repeat that? Please.
That's easy for
Pay
you.
Pay attention. The Reporter of Reporting Reports for Reporting Award goes to Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Hey, Dave here.
Yes, once again, Lonesome. We should see him at the station tonight.
He will get the credit for our award tonight.
That award brought to you by the Department
Please
of
follow
the
this
department.
Agent. He is going
yes, it was.
To examine your rectum.
So we have to sponsor some of these awards, right?
Rectum in front of their stasis.
That totally fits LCB.
Rectum, it turned him inside out.
Friends, for Taste in Wine, Reverend Teeters LaVerge. He found some American wine that tastes very, actually, if anything, is better than the Moldovan ladies. There's a lot to say to that. You know, 5 minutes. Plus, as soon as the conspiracy found out they're buying this stuff, the government of Moldova went into turmoil and they shut down their wine business. They'll do anything to prevent products that we like.
And every year there's a couple who save us. Who save us from our hangovers and save us from starvation. Those breakfasteers of champions are no other than any and me.
I think any should get winning a smile, too.
Unless you see something different.
Oh, did Chris Lee
wander
in?
Where is Chris?
Funny monkey.
No, he got the where the fuck is
Where
Chris
the fuck
Lee
is
award.
Chris Lee? The winner of the Where the Fuck is Chris Lee Award. Chris Lee.
And here to accept the award for the Where the Fuck is Chris Lee Award is Chris Lee. He's not as tall as he looks in the movies.
Chris Lee is receiving a special award for lifetime achievement.
Specially crafted and customized.
That's your job.
Simpsonite. The miracle element.
Simpsonite miracle plastic. Wait.
Turn your head and go.
Yeah, we're definitely just sticking with people who are here. Because here's a... There's actually a long list of deserving folks.
Well, keep at
like Norrell Kraft, Imager, Lee Murr. If anybody knows what Puzzling Evidence, Dr. Philo Drummond. Why look at all this?
They're all dead, though, right?
The Screener Award goes to Arborus Rex.
He gives us stuff to look at, and things to look at it with.
And you know what that's about, but I forgot.
The Bilbao Time Control Laboratories also has a new stereo microphone thanks to a donation from his boss. Her name is Death Chick. Oh, I'll tell you something.
And she's an angel.
She's an angel of Death Chick.
Yes. There's a man among us who is brilliant and who's very, very the only one. who is so brilliant that the actual energy that goes through his skull, as he thinks, makes girls wet for miles. That man is Dr. Hal. Dr. Hal also is receiving a special award, the Roll Top Desk Award.
That's going to be hell getting back to San Francisco.
It can be done. Thank you.
Yay! You probably have a special of a pocket sewn in your pants for that.
That man had his hands all over my dress yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Also not here, Artima Selena, winner of the Gender Identity Issue Award. I don't see him either. See, if you're not here, I'm just going to skip you unless, like, your internet...
You're dead to us!
Here's what won in absentia. Most generous donations despite incredible poverty. Governor Rottweiler.
Praise Governor Rottweiler.
This incredible poverty. Well, I think Dr. Agon is here because of Rottweiler, partly. For Rottweiler, the sub... genius thing award.
He
will break down and cry in gratitude for that. He's such an emotional fellow. Good old Rottweiler.
We have so many left.
Rottweiler.
These awards were all
we're getting with him.
The Frock Cup last year.
It's going to be only Bantiara up here working.
Wow, we're starting to thin down here.
They're just going to have to take off that shirt and make everybody's eyes bleed.
I believe it was Pope Phil Monty who was going to win the What's Under the Kilt Award, but of course he couldn't make it.
Got him beat.
Most conspicuous absence from Alt Slack, yet totally not absent anywhere else, would be Ninsla.
How about a nice big cup of shut the fuck up for Ninsla?
A big cup of shut the fuck up for Ninsla. I think I can remember that. We will actually be seeing Ninsla himself in person at the Sapienus Revival in Portland.
And we will award this in person.
Yeah.
Now, what I do want to share. Okay. One of the things is that subgeniuses forget is that textile manipulation is not just for women. It is not just the women who can take a piece of fabric and turn it into something wonderful, twisted, and sick. So best textile manipulation goes to Sex Mortis.
Yeah. Most disturbing textile manipulation.
He took a normal, plain old everyday Dobbs Head t-shirt that had done nothing to him. Nothing. and mutilated it and turned it to something for his own sick and twisted ambitions. And for that, we should applaud him.
I've got another concrete one. Most unsuccessfully stalked by crazy women goes to Steve Sinek over there with the video. You'd be amazed how unsuccessfully stalked that fellow has been. And it just goes to show, like it says in the book of the subgenius, the way to get laid, don't even try.
I mean, he's a very stalkable guy.
Just to choose from.
Most of us sort of would like to be stalked at least once or twice in our life.
No.
The one guy who probably doesn't care about it at all, of course, attracts the most determined and insane stalkers.
I do have another award. This goes to Miss Galaxina. For most living, for the, what was it, most living up to expectations, but not exceeding nor not missing it or something. Basically, she was on the mark.
She was the real tomato at the devotional. She had a t-shirt that said so.
I have another award here for not killing anyone.
I should get that.
No, you don't get that. I don't get it either.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I think I did kill someone.
That's right. This would go to, as she jokingly called herself, the Reverend Wife of Angry Larry.
Up to a brain in his hand and saying, maybe I should put on more sunblock. There is such a thing as being too pink. Great, that's a good one. We'll have to, okay, at the bottom and tighter. Those are the two handwritten ones from the notes there. I'll have to remember that.
She's a white virgin of the night.
Making up categories.
Reverend Bug for name least describing person.
There we go. All right. Bug, easiest to remember name.
We have a bug.
The Big Yellow Strap Award goes to Reverend Tiki.
Big yellow straps, you say.
That's cool.
No, just one strap. And that's because I kept it for like over a year and should have given it back.
Bob,
what does he do with the strap?
I watch you pee.
I don't know. I know what I did with the big yellow strap.
I've got an impromptu one. This year, former recipient of Smartest Set Genius, now most generous and thoughtful Set Genius, Dr. Lakehead, who, after wisely placing himself at the entrance of the baptism pool, where he could baptize all the cute chicks as they climbed in, he first bragged about that fact and then kindly allowed me to re-baptize all those beautiful things. Lay hands upon them in a holy way as opposed to the way that was in my head.
They were special.
That's why you wear shorts.
I just wish I could turn on record in my eyeballs. I really did.
You have to get a Dobbs head in the back.
Gordon had an implant that allowed him to do that.
He was most conspicuous absence yet again.
Well, G. Gordon Gordon is, but he was here in the form of the That Award.
Yes, he was.
That.
He wasn't here, so he gets this year's Smartest Sub Genius Award.
He turns that into what?
I believe that. Have you ever seen a man with throat cancer before?
And we have a special Hobby Horse Award for Priestess Pisces.
Hobby Horse Award.
I promised you these, and I don't even remember why.
Why a horse?
Why not a horse?
I don't remember either. I'm sure there was a plan. Because it has, you know, it's that whole decapitated horse head thing on the stick.
Be glad you don't have to fly back home, because they beat you in cavity searching for having those things.
I can beat people in cavity search them with.
Well, they probably use it. You know the TSA. They're trying to say.
I'm driving. I'm not worried about that. Now, the people who are still here tonight.
Oh, right.
Right.
That's right. You're going to still be here tonight.
Look out.
Many people will still be here tonight, but not I. Nor Dr. Hal or Princess Weedon.
No. They leave for their own safety.
We have to go through 2 hours of radio tonight.
Yeah, I have to help stack the bodies. You're getting off easy.
Swaggy song, slack.
Oh, my bad.
I believe Joe Cosby gets not quite a minority. What were we talking about before? Not quite a minority. What were we talking about before? No, Joe is not here. You would, and Joe, you know what you'd be looking for, right? He's described himself pretty well.
And
pornographic detail, yes. You would be the one to find him in the shower.
Distant controller.
I'm just saying.
Joe Cosby.
Oh.
Joe Cosby.
Oh, okay. This is in absentia. An award for Reverend Zapanas, also known as Joe Cosby.
Zapanas.
With this, I'm not sure what this thing is.
That's a remote control, an early remote control.
Oh, an ancient, it's a picture
that
of an ancient.
They had a cord that went all the way to the TV and box and buttons.
And stuck onto it is a little collaged on, it says, "Can I watch you pee?" Must be an inside joke that I wasn't on top of.
Praise
Zapanas.
I don't remember his name, but the award for most bovine slippers goes to the gentleman sitting next to Galaxina.
Wow.
Praise Zapanas.
General contributions of music and friendliness, and actually not ever yet pissing me off. This is very, it can be said of almost no one here. Reverend Wilhelm Stahlhelm, please come up and get a
We gave away the one that said shit sniffing faggot.
Oh no, we already gave away the one that said shit sniffing faggot. Darn. Gosh, I had just a person for
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, but we won't drag any.
Well, no, I'm gone.
We're not doing too much with negative.
Hi, Amy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I always saw the punchline.
Who else here can we unload these things? I actually can mail a few to folks like Imgur.
There won't be any left. Look at this. Look at this. You have, yes.
Well,
you have one
then let's save those for the art the alt binary Slack fellows who never leave their computers.
Well, now
their
have we missed anyone?
Yes,
Zoot,
we have.
Zoot, Zoot, Zoot.
Oh, and
Zoot,
Reverend Panic there.
Zoot.
Who would get an award for most weird faces made when cameras are pointed at.
Yeah.
Well, that is legitimate, so come forward and receive your award.
And also, Reverend Pandemonium is here. He really should get an art award.
Wow.
A lot of his stuff hasn't been used yet as much as it will be.
I got that on.
When we get to the auction, we have... T-shirt, 12X Day special T-shirts made by Reverend Pandemonium.
Who else are we missing?
He's one of the quiet ones.
Oh,
there,
the senator.
There you go.
The senator, yeah, the senator does get an award.
Oh, God.
The senator gets the award of coming this close to having me put my foot up his butt.
Here's a good one. Most reassuring regarding back injuries goes to Reverend Anomi. Who has, I don't know how many times she's either told us, you're going to be okay or else you should go to a doctor. She had to tell me I should go to a doctor. And now he's been coming to these since the X-Day drill,
she's
96.
Wow.
Yeah.
She
was she kidnapped me, in fact, off the stage in 96. And I don't want to tell you what happened then. I developed Stockholm Syndrome, I can tell you that. In about 2 minutes.
You want me to beat you with birch twigs?
Always.
Cool.
I say, do that again.
I'm there.
Huh?
Nothing. I was thinking about the types of twigs. I was like Pacifica about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Did Zoot come up?
Zoot is afraid to show I can make her come up.
I bet you can.
I've heard that about you, Susie.
Make people come up.
Yeah. Well, the Pantera can make her come up even while hammering nails in the staff.
I was going to restrain her, but she's so willing.
And now, see, you get your $30 worth just from these bobby awards.
Why not?
You do, and they're getting better.
That goes.
Now, Dr. Agon over there rode all the way here from Texas on a bicycle. Mooching all the way.
So then the Couch Surfer Award goes to
Dr. Agon all the way from Texas.
A roving subgenius e-missionary, eh?
Yes, a roving, as Susie said, a roving subgenius e-missionary.
Leaving a trail of divine Yeti spooge from one end of the country to the other.
Floyd used to be the counselor.
Yeah, Floyd.
Useless, good
Mr.
for nothing.
Mr. Greedy.
Don't get me started.
Anybody else will have to mail them to, I guess.
Yeah, it's most of these people are, most likely did not play a banjo. Banjo Bob, and he's not here.
Chain Smirker. But you know he's.
We gave away a stupid faggot.
Chain Smirker, yes, would be the biggest adventure outside of his own country.
Yeah, but he thinks Idaho is the greatest place in the world.
Look, the dude was brave enough to eat a Twinkie.
Right, that's right. Leonard the Committed isn't here, but he's always our security staff. You didn't even know we had one, did you?
Yeah.
All you people without the green wristbands.
Why am I insecure? Somebody's not doing their job.
Brainlink already got one.
Well, he took one for his,
He took one on the chin for his dad.
He should get one for smartest geniuses here. He's always the quickest to move in on the unattached girl, so I mean, he's the smartest subgenius this year. Brainlink, you really ought to. And he also has.
He's Bob's bird
he's
dog.
He's the one person who tried to escape without. Well, while he had the green wristband on and it blew his hand off and he sewed back on. And you can tell. He's looking
he
at his closely.
He can
see
scars.
Dude, it's.
And his brain leaks also.
They're gone. We've given everything away.
We've given.
And that.
That's hard to believe.
Includes the Bobby Awards for X Day.
X Day 12.
2009 X Day 12.
Friends, remember, 13 is the lucky number. Oh, no, wait, it's just the opposite. But for such genius purposes, X Day 13 should be. When those saucers arrived, that was one of the things we decided this morning at about 7:15. By the way, thanks to those of you who actually had the faith and weren't too hungover and showed up at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's the few and the brave and the foolish. Not you, Susan.
I was passed out in his chair naked, and I woke up, and it was not nice. I went up there to freshen up and got it passed out.
Well, that's no excuse for missing the disappointment.
And then I woke
at 7 a.m.
I woke up in a pool of X's spooge.
Huh?
I woke up in a pool of X's spooge.
Show it to us.
Oh, so the X's did come.
All over the place.
And Bob was here, as we can tell by the cotter pins and the remnants of Jell-O that were left there. That still was unexplained.
I thought those were cooter pins. I thought I'd lost them.
And Susie the Floozy does not get an award. Did we say that?
No.
Did we mention that? No awards are allowed for Susie the Floozy. She doesn't want extra attention.
Oh, by the way, I think you have me confused with someone. I'm not the Messiah.
You're the mess?
Oh, that's right. You're not the Messiah. You're Reverend, not the Messiah.
Yeah, I never worse.
That's right. Yeah, you did tell me you were not the Messiah.
Yeah, you have me confused with someone. I'm not the Messiah.
Well, suck it up. Suck it up. You got this shit-sniffing faggot.
That line doesn't work in subgenius.
He wants to give up the shit-sniffing faggot. He got that one.
Oh, did he?
Well, it's Bob in a hazmat suit with ass hairs and shit-sniffing faggot.
This is officially no longer happening because the tape.
Oh, really?
Do you want to put a new tape in?
I think we've done everything we could here.
One left for the audience.
Okay.